Udin let them know a search effort was underway. Wagner told Udin that Natalie was dressed in her nightgown. Just as darkness lifted, Whiting and Coleman came upon the missing dinghy nestled in kelp in a cove about a mile from where Splendor was moored. The dinghy was empty, its oars in place, its engine in neutral, and its ignition key in the off position. Whiting and Coleman decided to use the dinghy so they would have a two-boat search effort. About half hour later, the helicopter pilot spotted the red bubble. Doug Bombard, also searching by boat, was nearest to the reported sighting. He cruised toward Blue Cavern Point to investigate. His heart sank at the sight of a woman wearing a red jacket that held her afloat in a virtually upright position. The woman's head was tilted forward, her face submerged in the water, with only her dark hair visible on the water's surface. Natalie. Bombard had been ordered by lifeguard Roger Smith not to touch the body because homicide might be involved, but Bombard couldn't allow Natalie to wait. What if she was just unconscious, and there was still a chance to save her? Bombard reached for Natalie just as Smith arrived to see her ice-white body slip from her red cloak. Bombard grabbed Natalie and pulled her and her coat into his boat. Natalie's eyes were fixed and open.